point.
And we had four keys for hearing God's voice.
所以我们有四个钥匙，如何听见神的声音。
What was the first key?
第一个钥匙是什么呢？
Stillness. Second key.
第二个比一比。
Vision. Third key.
所要比要。
Spontaneity. Fourth key.
第四个。
Journaling. Let's say them together.
好，一起再讲一次。
Stillness. Vision. Spontaneity. And journaling. One more time.Stillness, vision, spontaneity, and journaling. Turn to somebody, groups of two, and tell them that, groups of two.
好，告诉旁边的人，你们俩一起比一次。
Okay, all set. Good. Delicious. All right.
好。
If you've got them, say, I've got them.
然后已经领受了，你说我领受了。
Amen.
Amen.
How many of those four keys do we want you to use if you want to hear God's voice?
多少要我们要听见神的声音，我们必须用几把钥匙呢？
All four.
四把都要。
We're not asking anybody to use two or three of these.
我们不会要求别人只用今天只用两把或三把。
We're asking you to use four at one time.
我们要求各位一次呢就四把都要用上。
If you use four at one time, I promise you will hear the voice of God.
若是你们真的四把都同时用上的话，我可以保证你们绝对可以听到神的声音的。
I also promise that 100% of the people you teach will also hear the voice of God.
而且我可以跟你保证，几乎100%在课堂上的同学们，经过了过去的课堂，都会听到神的声音。
And that's exciting.
这是很令人兴奋的。
100% success rate is very exciting.
所以100%能够听见神的声音，那是很令人兴奋的。
Today we'll explore the four keys in depth.
然后今天还在讲这四个钥匙。
And we will practice using them together.
然后一起来操练一下。
And we'll share our experiences of using them together.
然后再来呢，我们要分享一下彼此分享你用这四把钥匙的情况。
I believe that teaching involves practicing truth in the classroom.
我相信在课堂上必须教导跟操练要同时进行。
So whatever we're learning, we should do it together and share it together.
所以不管我们学的什么，我们必须同时一起学，一起来分享。
That's very much a biblical concept of teaching.
这是很非常合乎圣经观念的一种教导。
It's a little bit different than the Western approach to education.
当然，跟西方的有一些教育的情况不是很方式不太一样。
The Western approach says, if I've heard it, I've learned it.
然后，因为西方的一些教育方式说，我听到我就学到了。
The biblical concept is God must give me revelation and it must transform my life.
在圣经里面的教育方式呢，就是神要给启示，然后要我的生命有转化。
And so I believe teaching's not complete until you've received revelation and you're living it.
那我相信呢，若是你领受了启示，然后没有把它用出来的话，这样的教育是不完全的。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Turn in your seminar guides to page 3.
好，现在翻到第三页。
And we'll talk about how we're different from New Agers and other cult groups.
那我们今天要谈到我们的这样的情况跟新世纪还有其他的那个团体怎么样的不一样。
Because other cult groups also have spirit encounter, they hear voices, they see vision.
因为其他的那些异端宗教呢，他们也有跟灵界这样子的相遇，然后跟他们的沟通。
We're different in lots of ways.
我们很多部分其实都不一样。
We have a different foundation, we have a different goal, we have a different process.
我们有不同的根基，我们有不一样的目标，我们有不同的过程。
All right.
好。
Our foundation is the Bible.
我们的根基呢就是圣经。
So I'm going to bring all of my journaling and vision back to the Bible.
所以我所有的这些都要带回到根基里，圣经里。
What question do you think I should ask when I bring my journaling back to the Bible?
若是我要把我的这样的记录呢，要带回到圣经里面，你觉得我应该要问什么问题呢？
Tell me.
告诉我，你应该问什么？符不符 according to the Bible?
All right. Is it according to the Bible? Yes.
是符不符合圣经？还有呢？
耶稣的宝血。
The blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All right. The blood of Jesus. Okay.Any other questions you want to ask?
你还要再问什么问题呢？Spiritual leader.
Okay, submit it to my spiritual leader?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. When I bring my journaling back to the Bible, what question do I want to ask?
若是我把我的这个记录呢，这个日记要带回到圣经的根基里面，我应该要问什么问题？
Anyone? Translate.
Okay. 有没有任何在圣经里面有没有这样的话语？
All right, does it line up with the Bible?
圣经里面有没有记载这样的情况？
That's a good question.
这是很好 的问题。
It's a little bit different than this question.
跟这个问题有一点不一样的部分。
Which is, show me where that's in the Bible.
就是说让我知道在圣经哪一个地方。
Those are two different questions.
这有两个不一样的问题。
It'll give me two different answers.
也给我们两个不一样的答案。
If I insist that my journaling must be in the Bible, then it's got to be there.
若是我坚持我的那旅程的记录的日记呢，也是符合圣经，那一定是在圣经的某个部分。
Where if I say it's just got to be compatible or line up with the Bible, that's a different question.
那若是我的这样的日记呢，只是符合圣经的一些教导的意思，要符合那个意思的话，那个又不一样的问题。
Because lining up with a biblical principle may mean it's not actually in the Bible, but it agrees with a biblical principle.
因为呢，你只要符合圣经的一些不是话语上，就是说意思上的话，那也许就是说可以是这样的意思，跟它比较起来是类似的意思，那跟刚刚讲的直接的话语就是在那边的，那是不一样的意思。
Is that okay with you if my journaling just lines up with a biblical principle?
若是我的这个日记只是符合圣经的一些意思，它里面的意思的话，相称的意思的话，这样可不可以呢？
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is with me too.
所以对我来讲，我这个部分也是这么去用。
And that is different than some teaching and some books.
这个跟其他的一些教导还有书本上写的不太一样。
Some books will say, if you can't show that to me in the Bible, I reject it.
有一些书本上写的或是书籍写的说，你若是这一句话根本没有在圣经里面同样一句话出现的话，那他坚持不是从神来。
In a couple minutes, I'm going to teach you about left and right hemisphere brain functions.
那我在几分钟后我会教导这两个部分如何不一样的功效。
I've had people raise their hand and say, if that's not in the Bible, I reject it.
因为在课堂上有人就举手了说我的学生曾经这么做，就是说他这句话没有在圣经出现过，所以我拒绝。
I said, one of my rules of hermeneutics is not that it has to be in the Bible.
那我就讲解我的原则上呢，我的规则上就没有完完整整的一句就出现在圣经的话，就是意思相称的，我也能够使同意。
I just believe that what I teach needs to be compatible with biblical principle.
那我所教导的这主要的原则就是说，能够符合圣经的教导。
And Jesus says that it's not all in the Bible.
耶稣所说的话也不是完全是都在圣经里面一模一样的句子。
Jesus says, I have things to share with you, but you cannot bear them now.
因为耶稣说，我有很多东西想要跟你们分享，但是你们现在还承受不了。
So the assumption is, when I'm able to handle it, he'll tell it to me.
所以我们的观念就是说，我若承受不了的话，或接受不了的话呢，他会来帮助我。
So the Bible is clear that God knows things which he has not yet put in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面我们就知道呢， 神知道了很多事情，但是他还没有放到圣经让我们看见。
If that's okay, would you say amen?
若是你觉得同意的话，请讲个 amen。
And the person who tries to force you and I into a corner and says it must be in the Bible.
若是有人推挤你跟我要到推挤到你到一个角落说你若没有这一句完整的是在圣经出现的话就不合这样的话。
That person does not believe that principle himself.
所以事实上那个人也不太相信他自己的原则了。
Because I'll ask him, do you send your children to Sunday school?
因为我会问他说你会不会让你孩子去上主日学呢？
And he'll say yes.
他会说是的，我会。
And I'll say, show me Sunday school in the Bible.
那我会跟他讲，你告诉我圣经哪边有写到要上主日学。
I'll say, do you believe in sending your kids to a public school, a government-run school?
那我会问他说，你相信你有没有送你孩子去读公立学校或者是私立学校呢？
And they'll say yes.
他们会说会啊，有啊，我们都送他去。
I'll say, show me that in the Bible.
那我会问他说，那你让我在圣经看见有哪一句讲说你要上
that is,
送孩子上公立学校？
That is nowhere in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面都没有写到这样的字句。
And the list goes on and on and on.
这可以讲很多很多的。
So everyone believes many things which are not specifically stated in the Bible.
所以每一个人所相信的很多事情不是完整的一模一样句子在圣经出现。
And so I will not let them push me into a corner and say what I believe must be in the Bible.
所以我绝对不会让人把我推到角落说我所写的日记句子跟圣经不一样，那就是不合圣经。
What I believe must be compatible with biblical principle.
那我所相信的就是说必须要跟圣经的观点能够符合相称。
If that's okay, say amen.
所以同意讲 amen.
Know where you stand. Because if you do not know where you stand, people will push you around.
如果是你不知道你的原则所站立的原则在哪边，你很快会被人推挤到角落。
I don't want to be pushed around.
我不想要被推挤，推到处推着走。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so my foundation is the Bible.
所以我的根基呢是圣经。
A New Ager's foundation will be his philosophy.
新世纪他的根基在于他的哲学。
And it may not be a biblical philosophy.
也许那个就不是圣经的哲学了。
My goal is to meet with Yahweh, the creator of the universe.
所以我的根据呢是属于亚伟，就是那个创造天地的主。
Their goal is to have spirit encounter, and they're going to hook up with evil spirits.
Okay, 他们要相遇的对象，我们要相遇对象是神，他们要相遇对象是那邪灵。
My process is to use fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我的过程呢是跟圣灵的相通。
And I'll use the name of Jesus in my prayer.
而且在祷告里面，我们是透过耶稣的名。
They're going to use drugs, mantras, and mediums.
他们用的是那些药物，还有灵媒，还有一些媒介。
Hallucinogenic drugs are strictly forbidden as a way to approach God.
所以我们
hallucinogenic, a drug that gives you a spiritual experience.
Okay, 那些为什么用药物呢？药物要帮助那些人可以好像进入幻觉里。
Mediums are strictly forbidden in the Bible as a way of encountering God.
所以这有灵媒的话呢，是在圣经里面绝对禁止要跟灵界交通的。
A mantra is not mentioned in the Bible.
那还有那个就是和尚修尼姑那种修士那种，在圣经里面也不合。
A mantra is a nonsense syllable spoken over and over that takes me into spirit consciousness.
所以这样的一个这样修士和尚的这种情况呢，是在过程里面是不断重复。
So instead of a mantra, I'm going to use speaking in tongues.
所以透过这样子他们的那个咒语冥想的话，那我宁愿是我们自己是用那个方言来祷告。
Which the Apostle Paul says, when I speak in tongues, my reasonings are unfruitful.
保罗他自己讲，他讲方言是超过所有一切。
All right, let's go on to biblical safeguards for hearing God's voice.
所以我们要回到那个圣经里面的根基来听见，回到圣经的安全地带来听见神的声音。
The first safeguard is that we're born again Christians.
在圣经上说是我们是重生得救的基督徒。
And by saying that helps make you safer, I'm not saying that non-Christians don't hear God's voice.
所以这
Non-Christians also can hear God's voice.
这意思不是说非基督徒不能听到神的声音。
The Bible is full of God speaking to non-Christians.
在圣经里面充满了神对那些非基督徒说话。
God gave dreams to Pharaoh of 7 skinny cows, 7 fat cows.
因为神给法老王有一个梦，就是有7个肥羊，7只瘦羊。
God gave dreams and revelation to Nebuchadnezzar.
然后神也给 Nebuchadnezzar， 就是那个尼布甲尼撒王有这样的梦。
So the Bible is clear that God speaks to everyone, not just Christians.
所以圣经里面充满的是神对每一个人说话，不只对基督徒。
He's Lord of all, not just Lord of the Christians.
所以他是万有之主，不是只有基督徒的主。
One non-Christian came to my house a few months ago with some dreams that he wanted interpreted.
几个月前，有一个非基督徒到我们家来找我，他说他做了一个梦，想要我能为他解梦。
Since I know that God gives dreams to heathens, I helped him interpret those dreams.
所以因为我知道神会给非基督徒有异梦，所以我有这个根基，我知道如何为他解梦。
And I helped him see that God was speaking to him through his dreams.
所以我就帮助他看见神要透过梦来跟他说话。
And he was very excited, and tears were streaming down his eyes.
所以他就很兴奋，就流下泪水来。
I said, if you would like even more dreams, you can give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior and get even more dreams.
所以我就跟他讲说，你如果愿意领受更多的异梦的话，你可以接受耶稣，将你的生命献给主耶稣基督，他要给你更多的异梦。
He said he wanted to do that.
他说他愿意这么做。
And so we prayed and he asked Jesus Christ into his heart as his Lord and Savior.
所以我们就为他祷告，他就接受耶稣进入他生命中，成为他的救主。
So this is a great method of evangelism.
所以这是一个传福音很好的一个方法。
And dreams, of course, is the use of the eyes of your heart.
所以梦呢，也是等于是你灵里头的眼睛在看事物。
It's God using the eyes of your heart, giving you counsel.
神是用你心灵的这样的眼睛来辅导你。
Psalm says God counsels us at night through our dreams.
诗篇也讲到神透过那夜间的梦来教导我们。
And that's different than my culture's view of dreams.
在我的文化里面，关于这梦是也很不一样的。
Because my culture puts dreams down.
因为在我文化里面呢，是把梦呢放得很低的地位。
But one third of the Bible comes out of dreams.
但是三分之一的圣经都提到这个梦的部分。
So if I don't scorn the use of the eyes of my heart, I can receive revelation that way.
所以我若不要让我的心眼在给蒙蔽掉的话，我就可以用这样的方式来领受神。
And for many years, I had scorned the use of the eyes of my heart, and I had to repent for that.
所以我曾经就是这样，不让我的心眼能看见这个部分，所以我也为这来认罪悔改。
A second safeguard is that we accept the Bible as the inerrant word of God.
所以我们另外第二个就是，我们也接受圣经是inerrant word， 就是内在的话，神给我们内在的话语。
Yeah, no mistakes in the Bible.
就是都在是主要都在根据圣经里的。
I can compare my spirit experiences to theirs.
我自己的属灵经历呢，能够跟圣经里面能够对称。
That's my understanding of how the Bible should be used.
这是我对圣经要能够被使用出来的理解方式。牧师，你帮我拿一下。
It's okay. It's a bouncing board.
所以
it's a place that I can.Compare my experiences to their experiences.
所以这是唯一一个地方可以让我能够比较我的经历跟圣经里面那些经历能够相称的。
And make sure that I'm in line with those who've gone before me.
所以我要确信说我这些经历能够是在我前面的人他们也是这么经历过的。
And that's the way I use the Bible.
这是我使用圣经的方式。
That's a little bit different than the way I used to use the Bible when I first got saved.
所以这跟我当初得救之后使用圣经的方式不太一样。
Because I didn't know that I could live and experience this.
因为我不知道我可以活在并且经历圣经的部分。
I had been taught that most of this could not be experienced today.
因为我之前被教导是说圣经里面很多东西我们现在经历不到。
I have had to fight with that wrong theology until I find I can experience all of it from Genesis to Revelation.
所以我花了很长一段时间跟我自己很大的一个征战，就是说过去被教导了不能再经历这个部分，直到现在我可以甚至从创世纪一直到启示录我都可以经历到。
Wrong theology has messed me up a lot in my life.
错误的神学在我生命中让我产生极大的混乱。
I've had to get rid of much of it.
我要花很多时间处理。
And let God rebuild a correct understanding.
让神来重建并且来纠正我的理解。
Number three, I want a basic working knowledge of at least the New Testament.
好，第三点就是这边你已经完成基本的新约研读，并且继续研读圣经的其他部分。
That means I want to have read through the New Testament at least once.
所以意思是说你必须至少读过一遍的意思。
And a brand new baby Christian can do that in a day and a half.
甚至一个初生的基督徒，就是新生的基督徒，他甚至花一天半就可以读完整个新约。
So I teach young Christians immediately how to hear God's voice.
所以我教导那些年幼的基督徒，就是刚成为基督徒的如何听见神的声音。
Because everything works much better if I can hear the voice of my lover.
因为若是我可以听见我良人的声音的话，一切事都会做得更好。
Number four, we want an attitude of submission to the Bible.
第四点，
an attitude, a heart motivation of I want to obey the Bible.
Okay, 就是说你的心必须有这样的动机，我愿意要顺服神。
All right, and number five.
第五点。
I want to be linked to a local church and submitted to some spiritual advisors.
这边写你和一个地方上属基督的身体连结，你也愿意顺服在你的属灵领袖之下。
And I want to talk about number five quite a bit.
那我现在稍微讲解一下第五点。
Let's go to the next page.
好，我们先看下一页，第四页。
We'll talk about spiritual advisors.
我们谈到关于属灵的一个辅导。
In Hebrews 13:17, it says, obey your leaders, submit to them. They keep watch over your soul as those who have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief.
在希伯来书13章17节那边写，你们要依从要那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来要交账的人。
So the Bible tells me I need spiritual advisors.
所以圣经也告诉我们必须要有一个属灵的一个辅导。
And it kind of says I need more than one.
所以好像我们必须多于一位这样的辅导。
In Proverbs 11 it says, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety.
因为在箴言十一章十四节那边讲，谋士多，人便安居。
So is that one person or is that more than one person?
所以这意思是一个人呢，还是超过一个人呢
？More than one.
超过一个人。
How many people do you think we ought to have as spiritual advisors to keep us safe?
有多少人认为我们必须要属灵辅导好让我们能够安全呢 ？Amen.
All right.How many? Should I have two? Should I have five? Should I have ten? How many?
那我必须要几个呢？一两个啊，五个，十个呢
？As many as possible.
啊，要尽可能的多。
Very good.
很好。
Any other ideas?
还有没有什么想法？要几个？
啊 ？How many?
多少？你们觉得需要多少位
？More than one. Yes.
超过一位就是。
How many? Give me some numbers.
有没有什么想法？几个？应该要几个
？2 or 3? 2 or 3?
两或三个
？Why do we say 2 or 3?
为什么讲两或三个？啊 ？Because God say, 2 or 3 people gathering in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God will be there.
Yes.
是的。
And the Bible says, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every fact is established.
所以神说，若是两三个人在聚集，我的话语就必成就。
And that word fact is rhema in the New Testament.
这个事实就是那个在新约里面的 rhema， 神及时的话语。
Rhema is spoken word.
这是讲这 rhema 就是讲出来的话语。
So when God speaks a word in my heart, it can be confirmed and established by 2 or 3 others.
所以若是神真的在我心中讲出及时的话语的话，那是可以被两三个人来印证的。
And so I have 2 to 3 spiritual advisors.
所以我必须要两或三个人这样属灵的一个辅导。
And I use them all the time.
而且我常常随时就是使用这样的方式。
Because I want to be sure I'm on the right path.
因为我要让我自己确定我是在正确的轨道上。
I don't want to do something that's crazy and shipwreck my life.
我不要做一些疯狂的事，让我生命跟整个被转换。
And so by sharing it with 3 people and saying, "Would you pray and tell me is this God that keeps me safe?"
所以我会跟两三人分享我所领受的，请他们帮我印证好，让我在这个道路上能够安全。
All right.
好。
So, what do I look for in these? 2 or 3 spiritual advisors.
那我从这两三个属灵的这辅导当中，我必须要寻找什么呢
？Because I want each of you to establish 2 or 3 spiritual advisors in your life.
因为我希望你们每一个人在场里面，每一个人你们生命中必须要两三个这样的属灵辅导。
I look for a person who's a close friend who knows me well.
那我会找一个朋友，就是跟我很亲近、很知道我情况的。
I look for a person who knows the Bible well.
然后我要寻找他是很认识圣经的。
3, I look for a person who can sense the voice of the Holy Spirit himself.
然后另外我要找一个人，他是可以在圣里面很敏锐神的声音的。
Because when I take my journaling to them, I don't ask them, "What do you think about this journaling?"
所以当我拿日记给他看的时候呢，我不必问他说，你觉得你自己。你想我这个日记怎么样
？I ask them, "What do you sense in your heart about this journaling?"
所以我问的是说，你心里有没有敏锐到什么关于我这个日记
？Does your heart bear witness this came from God?
你的心里是不是感受到这真从神来的
？And if 3 other people can say yes,
若是三个人都说是的
，then I believe that what I receive came from God.
那我就相信我所领受是真实从神来。
If that's fair, say amen.
若是同意的，说 amen。
And I'm definite that it came from God.
我就很确定这是从神而来。
Because it's been confirmed in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses.
因为已经透过两三人的口来印证了。
I like being definite.
我很喜欢很确定。
Because then I can have faith.
那我就能够有充满信心。
And with faith, I can move mountains.
那有这样的信心，我就可以移山。
And if I'm double-minded, I get nothing from God.
若是我三心两意，我根本没有办法那带着神的能力。
So I never look at a journal entry and say, "Oh, I'm not sure if it's God or not."
所以我通常不会拿到日记说，哎呦，这个我不太确定是不是神来的。
I find out for sure is it God or not.
我要找出这是不是真的从神而来。
And I do that by submitting it to three spiritual advisors.
所以我是透过委身在这两三个辅导底下来完成这个确信。
Now the reason I don't ask them what they think about my journaling is this.
那另外一个原因，我不问他们说你想我这个日记怎么样。
Because the Bible says our thoughts are not His thoughts.
为什么呢？因为圣经讲我们的意念、我们的想法非同神的意念。
And our ways are not His ways.
我们道路非同他的道路。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His thoughts higher than mine.
如同天离地有多高，他的意念也高过我们的意念。
So I don't want man's thoughts.
所以我不要这些是从他们意念来的。
I don't want my best thoughts.
我不要我最好的想法。
I don't want your best thoughts.
我也不需要你的最好的想法。
Our best thoughts are in opposition to God.
所以我们的最好的想法常常跟神的意念是相反的。
Abraham and Sarah put their best thoughts together and created an Ishmael.
所以亚伯拉罕跟撒拉呢，把他们最好的想法加在一起，就创造出以实玛利。
I don't need Ishmaels in my life.
我生命中不需要以实玛利。
Neither do you.
你也不需要。
So I don't want Mark Berkler's thinking.
我不要 Mark 他的想法。
I want revelation knowledge.
我要有启示性的知识。
And that's a little bit countercultural.
那就是跟你的文化有点关联了。
Because I live in a culture that's really married to my thinking.
然后因为我的文化整个的背景呢是非常跟自我的想法很连结的。
We'll talk about that more in a moment.
过一段时间我们再来讲这一部分。
So what do I look on number four?
第四。
Whatever. One, two, three. The next point is.
下一个点是。
I'm looking for someone who will commit himself to me.
然后我要寻找那个人是他愿意同我委身在我的。
Because I'm asking for some of their time.
因为我常常会有时间必须要求他。
I'm saying I want to be able to read my journaling to you or email my journaling to you.
那我会跟他讲说，我想要把我的日记呢念给你听，或者是把它寄给你看。
And I'm asking, will you take the time to listen to it and respond back from your heart?
那我会问他说，你愿意来听我，然后从你的心里面的感受来回应给我吗？
Now, how much time will that take?
你想这会花多少时间呢？
During my first day of journaling, I submitted my journaling every 30 minutes.
你知道我几乎从我开始做这样的那个日记记录的时候，一直到现在呢，几乎一个最小的记录都需要花掉30分钟。
Because I was in a very intense learning curve.
因为我是在一个很严格的一个学习的教导背景中出来。
The second day, I journaled all morning before I shared it with my wife.
Okay, 第一天，第一次我跟人分享三十分钟，第二次我跟人分享呢是花了一早上时间跟我太太分享。
And the next day, I just shared my journaling just once for the entire day.
然后第三次我跟人家分享是花了一整天的时间。
Then I found I could just share my journaling once or twice a week.
所以我就发现我一周里面只能用一次或两次跟人家分享我的记录。
And now it's once or twice a month that I share my journaling.
所以现在变成一个月呢有一两次我跟人家分享我的记录。
Unless I'm working on something extremely new and extremely different.
所以我必须要能够发现这是非常非常的那个极大的一个不同点。
Then I'm likely to go back and share my journaling every day.
所以我才知道说
I'm going to submit my journaling every day to the person who's above me.
所以呢，我就知道说，我必须要委身在他愿意要跟我分享他记录的人底下。
All right, the next point is I'm going to submit my journaling to somebody who also has an attitude of submission and submits her life to other people.
所以我接着我要找的是说，我要委身在那个人的那个当事者的情况呢，他也必须是能够委身他自己在别人跟别人连接的上。
I also want to submit my journaling to a person who's ahead of me in the area I'm asking him advice about.
所以我也必须要那个找一个这样我愿意要委身在他之下的人，他是愿意在我之上来委身在我来引导我的。
So in the areas of health, I submit to people who are knowledgeable in health.
然后所以我要委身的人是那个他也有足够这样一个属神的知识。
And I also want that person to look very healthy.
而且我要那个人看起来非常健康。
Because he can't take me someplace he hasn't gone.
因为他不可能带我去他没有去过的地方。
In the areas of Christian spirituality, I submit to a spiritual leader.
所以在这个基督徒的属灵的部分呢，我要委身在这个属灵的底下。
And I want it to be someone who I would like to be like.
所以我要必须委身一个我也喜欢的人。
Someone who's got a heart of love and mercy and generosity.
必须要充满爱、恩慈，还有那个宽阔的心胸的人。
Because I'm going to become like the one that I submit to.
因为我会变成我委身的那个人的样式。
When I journal in the area of finance, I submit that to people who are good with money.
Good 啊，然后我这个记录呢，也要委身在那个人对钱财管理是很好的。
I'd like to submit those journal entries to people who are wealthy.
然后我要委身在那个人，他是在这个财富的部分很平衡的人。
Because they can teach me how to succeed in that area.
因为他可以教导我在那个财富的部分如何能够成功。
So I have more than one group of three that I submit my journaling to.
所以事实上呢，我委身进去的这个团队里面是超过这三个了。
I have multiple groups of three.
所以我多样式的三人的团队。
So I encourage you all to begin with one group of three.
所以我要鼓励各位，你们开始一个这样子的团队，是从先去找出三个人。
And then over the months, you'll find that you'll develop more than one group.
然后也许几个月后，你就开始发现你找出更多的这种三人的团队出来了。
I encourage men to look to men for spiritual advisors and women to women.
我也听到说要教导说男士要找男士成为你委身的对象，女士要找女士。
If you're married, I definitely encourage, I recommend that you submit your journey to your spouse.
只要已经已婚的呢，我非常的建议你们委身的对象就是彼此。
My wife Patty is the number one person I share my journaling with.
我的太太 Patty 是我首要的一个我分享我记录的人。
And if she doesn't approve it, I don't go anywhere beyond that.
所以她只要不认可我这记录的话，我就不会再去找别人了。
And everybody said Amen.
大家说 Amen.
What? How do we define submission?
我们如何去找到这样的委身
？Well, before we let's backtrack.
我们又回到前面那个。
What do I submit to these people?
我要如何来委身这些人
？In the margin, just take these notes if you would.
如果是你要的话，你可以把它写下来。
There are two categories. Put down categories of things to submit.
所以有两个部分是我们必须要委身的。
Here are two categories of things I submit.
所以有两个部分是我必须要去委身的。
Number one, I submit any journal entry that I'm unsure about.
所以我把所有的那些我不太确定的那些属灵记录呢，都愿意委身进去。
If I'm sitting there journaling and I'm saying I don't know for sure if this is God.
如果是我坐在那边写，我不太确定这是从神来的。
Then I submit that to three people to find out is it God or isn't it God.
然后我就会把这篇记录那委身到那三个人，让他们看看这是不是到底从神来的。
I cannot afford to be unsure.
我不可以强迫自己那些不太确信的部分。
Unsure, double-minded people get nothing from God.
不确定，三心两意，不能从神领受。
I cannot tolerate nothing from God.
我不可能能够从神领受，真的是属他来的。
Therefore, I submit it and I become sure and then I receive something from God.
所以我必须要委身这个部分，然后我很确定之后，我才有可能从神领受。
The second category is I submit any major decision.
所以第二个部分，委身的部分就是任何重大的决定。
If God tells me to move to another nation, or another state, I'm going to submit that.
所以，若是神要我搬到别的国家或别的省份的话，我必须这个部分也要委身过去。
That's a major decision.
这是一个很大的决定。
I would define a major decision as anything that takes a lot of time or a lot of money.
我相信这样很大的决定需要很长时间，也会有很大的花费。
I do not want to make a major mistake.
所以我不要做任何最大的那种错误出来。
And so I will submit all of those to three people over me.
所以我会把这两个部分呢，能够委身到那三个人。
All right, so let's define submission.
所以我们来看如何找到这样的委身。
This definition is in your seminar guide and column two.
所以就是在你们的讲义里面，就是第二部分第二点。
Halfway down column two, it should be. Let's see. No, right here. Should be right in there. Is that it?
Okay. 在那个第四页的右边。
All right. Would you just read the definition of submission?
Yes. 好，委身的意义，我再念一下，就在你们右边。这是否很像牧养？ 耶稣说我们不要像外邦人用权力统治别人，而是以爱彼此服侍，在爱的服侍中使用辖制、恐吓或掌控，这是绝对要禁止的。
We spent 3 weeks working on that one definition.
所以我们在花了三个礼拜再来找出这样的定义的。
The three people I submit to and myself, we email back and forth for 3 weeks.
所以这三周里面呢，我们彼此交通，彼此写电子邮件来找出是不是真的要委身。
Every word is extremely important.
因为每一句话都是很重要的。
First of all, the word openness. My heart is open to receive input.
因为我首先我心若敞开的，我就已经敞开接受那些话设定进来。
And the input is not somebody's reasoning, but it's spirit-led counseling.
所以这样要放设定进去的话语，不是从人的意念出来，是必须从他心中出来要给我的话语。
Because I never ask a person, what do you think? I ask, what do you sense in your heart?
因为我从来不问人家你觉得怎么样，我常常都是问人家你。你领受到什么？
And it's not one person I go to, it's several people I go to.
所以我绝对不是找一个人，我会找几个人。
If I only have one person, he can become a petty dictator in my life.
所以我如果只找一个人的话，他几乎就等于是控制我整个一生了。
So I never allow for that scenario.
所以我不容许像这样的情况会发生。
And I keep a personal responsibility to make the final decision myself.
所以呢，最后我要知道我自己必须负起做最后决定的责任。
After I've received the input from three other people,
当我接收了三个人的话语设定进来之后，
I say, Holy Spirit, show me the truth in what they've said.
然后我就求圣灵，你将那个真实的情况来帮我验证这三个人所说的。
And show me what decision you want me to make.
然后让我看见你要我做什么样的决定。
So I didn't say, Holy Spirit, show me that how they're wrong and I'm right.
那我不是要圣灵，你让我看见他们是错的，或我是对的。
That's the wrong attitude.
这是错误的心态。
That's the adversary's attitude.
这是一个不负责任的一个心态。
The one who comes alongside to help is the Holy Spirit.
一个唯一来真的来帮助你，旁在你身旁帮助你是圣灵。
So I say, Holy Spirit, come alongside and help me see the truth in what they've said.
所以我会求说圣灵。你来我旁边帮助我看出这三个人讲出的那个真实性。
We're back to the word openness. My heart is open to receive.
所以回到那句话，我们心敞开，已经预备要接受了。
Now I do make the final decision based on what my heart tells me.
所以我常常做最后决定是依据我心中告诉我的。
I reserve the right to make the final decision.
我必须要我配得要做最后的那个决定。
And there's a reason why I do that.
有一个理由为什么我要这么做。
Because when you and I stand before the king at the end of the age,
因为到末日我们站在万王之王前面，
the Bible says we have to give an account of our own actions.
圣经说我们必须为我们自己的行为负全责了。
I cannot say the reason I did that, God, was because my pastor told me to.
因为我不可能跟神讲说我会这么做是因为我牧师要我这么做。
That's not going to stand up on the day of judgment.
在审判那个日子，这句话完全站不住脚。
I cannot push off my responsibility to my pastor.
我不可能把我该负的责任推卸给我的牧师。
I am personally responsible for my actions.
我是个人要负我自己行为的责任。
If I have to be responsible on that day, I need to be responsible today.
所以在那末日的审判，我必须负全责的话，在现在今日，我也必须对自己负全责。
And so I believe the final decision needs to be made by the individual.
所以我也相信这样的最后的决定必须是个人自己的决定。
If that's okay, say amen.
你们觉得同意的说 amen。
Now we wrestled for weeks to come up with that definition.
所以我们这样子彼此这样子就是摔跤了几个礼拜才完成这样的定义。
Because it's easy to be an extreme on either side.
因为很容易这样会变成两极化。
One extreme is you will do what I said because I said it and that settles it.
很容易出现的一极就是说你要照我所这么讲的来做，因为我讲出来就是了啊。
The other extreme is I don't go to anybody for advice.
然后另外一个极端呢，就是说我就不再去找人来辅导了。
And we've tried to chart a course between those extremes.
那我们要在这两极之间找出那个平衡点。
Do you have any questions you would like to ask on submitting our lives to three people over us?
那对关于这个你们要委身在三个人帮你们印证的情况底下，有没有任何问题要发问呢？
Be glad to take questions.
嗯哼，我们可以让你们有发问时间，有没有问题？
I have a question.
我自己倒是有一个问题。
How do we find these three people?
我们如何找出这三个人啊？
We pray and say, Holy Spirit, Who are the three people you want me to submit to?
然后我们就祷告说，圣灵，你告诉我，我应该委身在哪三个人底下？
And you tune to flow and see what names flow into your mind.
然后呢，你就要调你的频率，要对向那个流，然后找出那三个人的名字。
And you say, no, not those people.
你就说，哎呦，也不该是这些人名啊。
I want people who love me and see it my way and agree with me.
然后我要那些爱我的人，然后能够同意我的看法的人。
God will ask us to submit to people who are different from us.
神会要求我们委身在一个跟我们很不一样的人当中。
He's trying to stretch and change us.
因为他试着要拉开我们来改变我们。
In the group of 12 disciples, there were big differences.
在那12个门徒的团体当中，是每个人都不一样。
Simon the Zealot wanted to kill anyone who worked for Rome.
西门充满了热切，就是要杀掉所有为罗马政府工作的人。
Matthew the tax gatherer worked for Rome.
那马太这个税吏呢，他是辛勤工作的人。
They said if you put us together, we'll kill each other off.
他说你把我们的都摆在一起的话，简直把每个人都杀害掉了。
Jesus said that's the goal, death and resurrection.
耶稣说对了，你讲对了，这就是我的启示，我的目标。
God will ask us to submit to people who are different from us.
神要我们委身在跟我们很不一样的人底下。
For anyone who's married, they already are submitting to someone different from them.
所以当那个你们婚约里面有发现你们委身的彼此是两个很不一样的极端。
Because opposites attract.
因为 is attract.
Opposites join are drawn to each other.
就是那个不一样的两方呢要连加在一起，连接在一起。
And so my wife approaches life differently than I do.
所以我太太呢，她的看法跟我的反感常常是很不一样。
Now I can force her to change and become like me.
所以我不能强迫她改变像我一样。
Or I could honor the differentness between the two of us.
所以或者我可以这么做，或者是我要来尊荣她跟我之间的那个不一样的点。
The Bible does say honor all men.
Honor,
show respect for all men.
因为圣经告诉我们要尊重别人。
And I assume that means show respect and honor for women and children also.
所以我也相信我们这样的尊重呢，尊敬呢，要尊重别人，这是不只是那些我们的太太要对孩子。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I have honored my wife, and I also honor our children.
所以我尊重我的太太，我也尊重我的孩子。
Didn't always do that, but once I began to journal, God told me to do that.
所以不是因为这我自己要做，是神叫我做这么记录的时候要这么去做。
Is there any question you want to ask about submission? Yes.
好，关于委身有没有什么问题要问 ？Can we submit under our own congregations?
Oh, own congregations?
Congregations.
I do not make that a prerequisite.
我不会非常的建议这么做。
Out of the six requirements I have, that was not one of them.
所以在刚刚我提到六点里面，我并没有放这一点进去。
Because if we can cross-pollinate, there's more stretching and growth that takes place.
You mean?
If we can receive input from different groups, we stretch and we grow.
所以因为我们在不同的团队不同的那个群体当中就是找这样的委身的对象的话那会把我们拉扯开来让我们可以成长
See, we're all the body of Christ
你知道我们都是基督的肢体
I learned two of the four keys to hearing God's voice from Catholics
事实上呢我是从天主教学习到这听见神声音的四把钥匙
I learned one from an Episcopalian
那我是从一个地方是从那个是什么 Episcopalian 怎么讲
And I learned one from a Pentecostal.
然后另外一个部分，我是从那个五旬节那边去学习。一个是天主教，一个是从五旬节教派去学习。
And it's because I could reach outside of my denomination that I could learn this.
所以因为我越跨过我的宗派，我就可以学习到这些。
And God is bigger than my denomination.
所以神比我的宗派还要大。
It's His church.
因为这是他的教会。
It's His bride.
这是他的新娘。
It's not my church. It's not my bride.
这不是我的教会，我的新娘。
And so I go to anyone in the church.
所以我会去不同找不同的教会。
And you know I'm not even limited totally to the church.
甚至我呢，我不会局限在所有的这些人都是在教会的。
There's times that a non-believer can say something that gives me input.
事实上，常常有一些非基督徒给我的话语是让我真的可以设定到我心中的。
I he won't become one of my primary spiritual advisors.
也许他不是我的首要的属灵的一个辅导。
But when I'm studying finance, I may go to a non-Christian who is a multimillionaire.
但是关于这属在财务上的管理的时候，我事实上我的那个辅导我的对象是一个非基督徒。
I may read through his book, go to his conference, and pick up some ideas.
我会去读他的书，去参加他的研习会，然后从那边领受一些想法。
I take those ideas back to my journaling, back to the Bible, and back to my spiritual counselor.
所以我就把这些想法带回到我的记录里面，带回到我的圣经的观念，带回到我的辅导里面。
And if they're affirmed, I run with it.
若是这个印证了，我就朝这个目标去做。
I think if the church can do this, we'll be much healthier.
我想教会只要能够这么做的话，会更健康一些。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
那边有问题。
Mm-hmm. Yes.
可以。
Yes.
Covered,
yes.
Yes. 是的。
那这
样牧师就不用睡觉。刚刚有提到说不用他 ，and then pastor, the senior pastor cannot sleep because all the hundred pastors go to him.
Okay.
So if we use this teach lamp.
Yes.
训练有十个辅导。
Can we train 10 counselors?
Yes.
Go to these 10 people.
Yes.
可以吗 Yeah, is
it? Yeah. Yes, you may do that.
是，你可以这么做。
Yes, I want you to teach this everywhere you go.
是的，我要你们到处去教导这一份。
I want you to print out hundreds of these seminar guides and teach them to hundreds of people.
然后我要你们去到是100人当中教导这100个人。
I encourage you to start with your elders, deacons, and home cell group leaders as the first group.
所以我会建议你们第一次教导对象就是那些长老、执事、小组长们成为你们教导第一个团队。
And then encourage the people in your church to go to the elders and deacons to submit to them.
所以鼓励你的会友呢，去找这些长老、执事还有小组长，能够成为他委身的一个辅导。
And I would trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to keep them.
我也相信圣灵的大能会持守住他们。
The rules are solid.
那些很坚定的一个规则是。
And they will work.
那这些规则都能够行得通。
And I need to release. Control to God.
我必须把这样的掌权的那个掌控的那个的部分要交给神去。
He is the primary one responsible for the people under my care.
因为神是我所照管的这些羊群的首要的责任者。
I'm going to release this message to all of you and trust the Holy Spirit and you to do a good job with it.
我要将这信息释放给各位，而且我相信神圣灵要持守住各位，能够带出很好的教导给你们的会友。
That was a decision I had to make 25 years ago.
这就是我在25年前所做的决定。
Some people told me not to trust the Holy Spirit to make this happen.
然后我有些人曾经教导我说，你不要相信圣灵真的会成就像这样的情况。
They said, Mark, you got to look over the message, you got to certify the people, you can't let anyone teach it unless you approve them.
所以他说，马可，你不可以这么快就把这些你找到的这些材料交给人家去教，然后不要那么快就相信别人是这样，除非你非常确信，而且你自己很肯定把这些教导给他们的东西，他们都持守住。
Instead, I decided to release the message and trust the Holy Spirit to go with it.
但是反而呢，我是相信圣灵，然后释放所领受信息的人，能够照着圣灵给他们启示去教导。
Those people who want to do it right will be given the rules here as to how to do it right.
那些想要做的很正确的人，他们会根基于这样正确的原则来做出来。
And those who don't want to do it right, I can't control them anyway.
那些不想要做的很正确的人，他们不想要守住的这些正确跟原则的话，那我也不能怎么样啊。
Any other questions you want to ask?
他们其他问题？
Two questions.
one. These three counselors, if they are not Christian, how can they receive the voice of God?
Okay. The people I go to for counselors are Christians.
那我去找他们辅导的那些都是那基督徒。
That was requirement number three. He can sense the voice of the Holy Spirit in his own heart.
这就是第三个要点，就是说他必须能够敏锐到神的声音。
And requirement number two was he has a solid biblical orientation.
第二个就是他必须很扎实，以圣经为取向的人。
So all of my primary counselors meet those requirements.
所以我主要的辅导者呢，他们都是符合这些条件的。
But that doesn't mean that I can't get advice from time to time from a non-Christian.
意思是说，我不是不可以有时候去找那些非基督徒取得一些辅导。
Because there's nowhere that the Bible says non-Christians don't have wisdom and insight.
因为在圣经里面并没有讲说那个非基督徒并没有任何的智慧跟知识。
Moses went to his father Jethro for input.
然后摩西呢去找他的岳父来辅导他。
And he taught him how to delegate.
所以他的岳父教导他如何来管理众人。
Jethro was not an Israelite.
那事实上耶特罗他并不是以色列人。
He was an outsider.
他是这个族群以外的。
So there's nowhere the Bible would indicate that outsiders can't have nuggets of truth.
所以圣经里面并没有提到说不是在个基督徒团体里以外的人没有这样的智慧。
As long as I'm careful to bring all of their ideas back to the Bible and back to the Spirit.
最主要的就是我把所有的这些建议的还有这些话语呢重新带回到圣经的根基里面再查看。
And make sure that the Bible and the Spirit and my spiritual advisors confirm it.
然后我要确信圣经和圣灵还有我的属我自己的灵来印证这整个状况。
Okay.
好不好？
Second question.
Are you sure to those three people weekly?
The first day I journaled, I shared every 30 minutes.
你知道，我刚刚讲说，对不起，刚刚有点发言说，他原来说他一开始做这记录的时候，他每30分钟写东西就找人家分享。
Now I tend to share it once a month or twice a month.
所以我现在呢是一个月跟人家分享一次或两次。
It will change as you grow.
当你成长的时候，这情况会改变。
When I worked on divine healing very intensely.I submitted every 2 days.
然后那时候我非常紧凑的在尾声在这样写那个领袖的记录的时候，我是每两天就找人家。
There was three of us pursuing divine healing and wanting to get better at it.
然后有三个是非常很就是在属灵的部分很那个很强的，然后之后你可以再加一个进来。
For 3 months, we email back and forth every 2 days.
那在三个月当中呢，我们几乎每两天就会写电子邮件。
We were journaling about our healing.
我们会记录下关于医治。
We were sharing our journaling with each other.
我们会彼此分享我们的记录。
We were sharing our techniques with each other.
然后我们会彼此分享我们的技巧的部分。
We were trying each other's techniques.
我们会试着彼此不一样的一个技巧方式。
We were getting confused and asking them to explain it more clearly.
然后只要有些困惑，我们会要求对方来解释更清楚。
And we journaled and practiced again.
然后我们再一次要叫我们的记录能够放到实际操作中。
And so for those 90 days, every 2 days, we submit our journaling to each other.
所以在那九十天里面，我们几乎每两天就会有做这样子的沟通交流。
So if I'm in an intense learning curve, I may submit my journaling intensely.
所以在很紧凑的那个学习过程那时候呢，我也很紧凑的来跟他们分享。
But now it maybe has been a year since I shared any journaling with some of those people.
所以呢，现在已经经过好多年了，我是有时候跟他们来做这样的交流沟通。
That was a special subgroup of three people working on one special topic.
所以有三个人是一起来帮你印证在某一个主题的部分。
We were birthed by the Spirit.We ran by the Spirit for 90 days and then we disbanded.
所以我们从那个从属灵的部分产生出这样子三个人团队，然后从这属灵里面去来讨论这所有的这我们设定的这个议题的部分，然后从那边我们再又分开来。
So I would encourage you to do that kind of thing.
所以我会鼓励各位要做这样子的方式。
Any other questions?
还有没有其他问题？
Suggest that you can have a seat better to keep your
thank you.
Keep your energy more.
Thank you.
谢谢你。
I teach better standing.
他站着教会教得更好。
Energy flow.
他的体力会一不断流出来。
Thank you very much.
但谢谢你的建议。
One more question.
好，那边有一个问题。
Okay,
我解释一下，他问你说我们是不是要有这样的确信，都必须要有真的有这样的恩膏的时候才能带出我们这样的确信。
Okay, so is it necessary to receive a confirmation in order to have the anointing?
所以说
no, no, that's not what you said.
他的意思是说，举例他的一个朋友，一定要领受，他自己要领受那个话语在他心里面，然后他要领受那个火，那个热的，那个恩膏的感觉之后，他才愿意要说这是对的。
So her prerequisite is she needs to feel an anointing in order to confirm it, and the way she feels an anointing is fire or heat in her chest or her body.
意思是说，他的领受必须要是要这样有恩膏的感觉，就是说他有热在心中或者身体里面，像有恩膏的感觉，他才用这样方式来取代那个确信的感觉。
Okay, fire and heat is one way of sensing the anointing.
那说热或是那发热火热的感觉呢？当然这是恩膏的其中一种彰显。
I wouldn't say it's the only way to sense the anointing.
但是我不觉得这是唯一一个感受恩膏的一个方法。
The disciples said, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he opened the scriptures to us?"
那当然，那两个门徒说，那他在为我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心中岂不是火热的吗？
So yes, that's one way to have a confirmation from the Holy Ghost.
是，这是其中一个方式来印证圣灵的。
I don't think in my life I would say that's the only way to have the Holy Ghost confirm it.
但是在我生命的过程中，我不会说这是唯一一个印证圣灵的方式。
If my spirit bears witness with the Holy Spirit, that would be another affirmation.
若是我灵里头感受到圣灵归我的印证，那也是另外一种印证方式。
A dream or vision is another affirmation.
然后对印象同意也是另外一个印证方式。
The mouth of two or three witnesses is another affirmation.
然后还有两三个人一起印证，也是另外一个印证方式。
A chance encounter is another affirmation.
就是还有另外那些辅导也是另外帮助你的一个印证方式。
So there's many ways that God can confirm a message, the burning sensation being one.
所以那个神会用不同的方式来给我们，不只是只有一个心中火热才是圣灵恩膏的印证。
Okay, if you're willing to ask God for two or three spiritual advisors, would you say amen?
若是你们同意要圣灵带领你们，有找两三人来帮助你们成为辅导的，来大声说 amen.
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢各位。
Please do that today and tomorrow.
请你今天跟明天这么做。
Don't make it hard. Just pray and tune to flow and see what names pop into your mind.
不要是只是祷告，然后在他you mean.
Just pray and ask God who these people should be. Tune to flow and see what names of people flow into your mind.
好，就是你在祷告里面把你的那个频率要对向神的流之后，然后看神把哪些名字放到你的意念里面。
For these 60 days, submit it to people around you.
然后在六十天里面呢，你要委身在你周围的人。
If you do that and you journal 4 or 5 times a week, you'll own this when you leave in 60 days.
所以事实上在这60天里面，你们一周若是能够做4、5天这样的一个领受的记录的话，那有这样子的人来帮你们印证，你们在这60天领受很多了。
Amen.
Amen.
It's worth it to own this message, to internalize this message in the next 2 months.
所以再来的两个月，你若是能够领受这样的信息，在你心中领受，而且就是这么去印证确切的话，对你们的生命是很大的一个注意。
And you're in an ideal situation to journal and to bounce your journey off from each other.
所以你我必须要有这样的一个认知，就是说我们彼此的这样记录呢，可以彼此的来委身来帮忙印证。
So I encourage you to do that.
所以我鼓励各位这么做。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, page 5.
好，第五页。
A theological backdrop for spirit encounter.
经历属灵亲密关系的神学根基。
There are two ways to live our life.
有两个方式来过我们的生命。
We can live out of the mind.
我们可以靠我们的理性来过。
Or we can live out of the spirit.
或者是靠我们的灵的部分来过。
The Western world has chosen to live out of their mind.
西方世界呢，常常是理性主义。
It's a philosophy called rationalism.
那在那个哲学里面称为是理性主义。
And they rely upon reason to establish religious truth.
Okay, 理性主义的定义在下面，它有讲出。
But that's not really what the Bible suggests.
但是你看到理性主义的定义那个部分，并不是圣经所建议的。
I'm not aware of any verse that says rely upon my reason to establish religious truth.
所以我找不到圣经里面有任何一点说要依赖我自己的意念来认识这是真的或是假的。
What the Bible says is that we can receive revelation in our hearts.
因为圣经讲说，我们可以从我们的心来领受神的启示。
First Corinthians 2:9-10.
在哥林多前书二章九到十节。
It says God reveals things through the Spirit.
所以神说神那边说神透过我们的灵来启示出事物。
That's a different idea than what my culture believes in.
这跟我整个文化所的信念是完全不一样。
My culture believes in the scientific method.
那我的那个文化的一个信念呢，是我们必须要相信有科学印证。
In the past, they have not been open to spirit revelation.
在过去呢，他们没有对这灵的启示有任何开放。
They are changing their minds now.
但是现在他们想法改变了。
Because they've understood that there's ways to transmit ideas heart to heart.
因为他们发现可以心对心的来转移这样的意念。
They call this branch of science parapsychology.
Parapsychology, 这个是什么 psychology?这有一个名词哦，他们称呼这个是一个 parapsychology， 我在找那个词。超心理学 ，OK， 超心理学的一个方式。
So science is reversing its position.
所以整个科学呢，几乎是跟这样心理的那个心灵的部分是相反的一个情况。
Initially, the scientific method said there's no truth outside of what we can touch with our five senses.
因为在科学印证里面说，若是你看不见、摸不到的话，那个都不是真实的。
On page 6, we have a diagram of that.
然后在第六页那边有一些几个原则。
They're saying that the real world is a space-time energy-mass world. Okay, I'll say it again for you. All right, the real world is a space-time energy-mass world.
他说单一的世界，理性主义呢，他是说在他整个空间里面，他必须能够有五觉观的。
And they say we have five senses that touch that world.
所以他说我们是五觉观来跟这个世界连接跟触碰。
Touch, taste, sight, hearing, and smell.
所以是触觉、味觉、视觉。
They say if I go outside this box, there is no reality outside this box.
若是在这个盒子以外呢，框框以外呢，就没有任何真实的了。
Which is not a biblical worldview.
那事实上是不合圣经的观念的。
Here's the biblical worldview.
这边有一个属圣经的一个观念。
It says yes, we do have five outer senses that touch the outer world.
他说是的，我们在外面真的有五觉观的，我们真的有五觉观触碰外界世界。
And we have a conscious mind that uses those senses.
那我们有一个意识呢，在使用这些五觉观。
But we also have five senses that touch the inner world.
然后我们还有仍然有五觉观在触碰内在世界。
We have eyes that can see vision.
我们有眼可以看意象。
Ears that can hear a rhema word.
有耳可以听见 rhema 即时的话语。
An inner mind that can ponder.
还有内在的意念可以来领受。
Mary pondered these things in her heart.
玛利亚将这些事放在心中。
On the level of her heart, she mulls it over.
所以就是让心里面能够领受这些意念。
We have an inner will that can make decisions.
有内在的意志可以来做决定。
The Bible says Paul purposed in his spirit to go to Jerusalem.
所以圣经讲到保罗，他意志里面很确信，他内在意志决定他要进入到耶路撒冷。
That's a decision on the level of his spirit.
这就是在属灵界做的决，在灵的部分做决定。
We have emotions in our spirit.
在我们灵里面有这样的情绪。
God sent Ezekiel embittered in the rage of his spirit.
所以神差以西结是进到这样的一个情绪内在的情绪里头。
He had rage in his spirit.
他在灵里头有这样的愤怒。
See, I didn't know I could have emotions in my spirit.
你知道我实在不知道我的灵的部分可以有这样的一个情绪啊。
I was taught mind and emotion was part of my soul.
因为我常常被教导情绪是属于我的魂。
And it wasn't part of my spirit.
在我的灵并没有。
And that was wrong teaching.
那是错误的教导。
We do have a mind, will, and emotion in our soul.
我们是有灵魂体。
But we also have a mind, will, and emotion in our spirit.
Okay, 我们有在我们的意念部分，我们的魂的部分是有情绪，但是在我们的灵的部分也是有情绪的。
And if you'll examine the Bible, you'll find, and I just gave you verses showing mind, will, and emotion on the level of your heart or your spirit.
所以我会给你经节，让你看见在灵里头仍然有这些也情绪的部分。
And this is why people couldn't define my spirit for me.
这是为什么人们没有办法来玷污我的灵的部分。
They said it doesn't feel like anything because emotions are soulish.
因为他们觉得说那情绪是属于魂的部分的。
But love, joy, and peace are fruits of the spirit.
这是爱、平安跟喜乐是灵所结出的果子。
Those are emotions and they're part of your spirit.
这些都是那些情绪都在你的灵里头。
When I thought emotions was part of my soul, I cut them all off.
我以为情绪是我魂的部分呢，我就把它切断了。
And that had a lot of effect on my life.
就影响我生命很大。
It affected my marriage.
也影响了我的婚姻。
Because I could not cherish my wife.
因为我没办法珍爱我的妻子了。
Because cherishing is an emotion.
因为珍爱这个感觉是一个情绪。
And so I said to my wife, I love you with agape love.
然后我常跟对我太太讲说，我用那无条件的爱来爱你。
Which means I lay my life down for you.
意思是说我为你放下我的生命。
But my wife wanted to be cherished.
但是我的太太希望被珍爱的。
And so she wilted and she died.
所以
emotionally,
她的情绪的部分因此就死掉了。
And it was my fault.
因为这实在是我犯的错误。
Because I couldn't shower her with emotional love.
所以我没有办法跟她分享那情绪上表达的爱。
Because I didn't want to be soulish.
因为我不想要成为属魂的。
How about this for a verse?
然后这句话先来听听。
Jesus moved by compassion healed.
然后耶稣动了慈心来医治。
Well, compassion's an emotion.
那这个慈怜悯的心呢是一个情绪。
And his ministry is coming out of his emotion.
那他的服事竟然是从他的情绪出来。
It's not just his emotion, it's God's emotion in him.
所以这不是他自己的情绪，这是神在他里面的情绪了。
And that's what I'm supposed to do.
所以这也是我们必须要做的方式。
I say, God, give me your emotions.
我说神，你将你的情绪给我。
So I can respond to the world with your emotions.
好，让我可以用神你的情绪来回应这个世界。
And that's totally different than cutting off all of my emotions.
这我跟要切掉我的情绪是完全不一样情况。
Some people have a hard time accepting what happens in Toronto.
有些人很困难接受发生在多伦多的那些状况。
At the Renewal Church, people get very emotional.
他们觉得被更新的教会太情绪化了。
They say that's all soulish.
他们说这都属魂的。
And the reason they say that is because they believe emotions are soulish.
为什么他们这么说呢？他们相信情绪是属魂的。
If they had correct theology and knew emotions were spiritual, they wouldn't say that.
若是他们有正确的神学观，他们就不会这么说了。
So our bad theology makes us reject renewal and revival.
所以因着这样错不该有的不好的神学观，拦阻了我们接受这样的更新。
It also has the power to damage our marriages.
而且也毁坏了我们婚姻。
And also has the power to make us weak speakers.
也有这样的力量来让我们话语变成软弱无力。
Because a powerful speaker can speak with emotion.
因为一个特别是讲员，他是带着这样的情绪，就带出那能力。
And he's comfortable releasing emotion through his words.
所以他能够有这样的安全感、舒适的感觉，透过他的话语释放出那情绪的感觉。
And we like a person who has passion.
我们喜欢一个充满热情的人。
And for years I had no passion because I cut off all emotion.
有多少年时间我完全没有热情，因为我把情绪的部分完全切断。
Which makes it hard for conservative.Of Christians to become leaders in politics.
所以呢，我就那时候很困难接受说，在那样的领袖阶层会出现像这样的情况，我自己有这样子原则。
Because the world wants to follow a person who can speak from their heart and who can move them.
因为事实上，世界对在寻找跟随对象是那人可以从心中讲出来，而且带着这样热切讲出来的话语。
If emotions and pictures are part of my heart, I have to speak from emotions and speak from pictures.
所以我要有一个画面出来，是从我的情绪出来的话。 话，我必须带着我的心，带着我的情绪来讲出这样的画面。
And if I've been taught that's wrong and cut it off, then I cannot speak with power.
所以我被教导或是切断了这个情绪的话，我讲出来话语就没有力量。
And therefore, a conservative Christian cannot get elected to office because he can't speak with power.
所以这为什么常常基督徒没有办法进到更高层次呢？更高的阶层呢？因为他讲出来话语没有力量。
So wrong theology messes up many, many areas of our lives.
所以错误的神学观将我在我生命中好多年是把我完全毁坏掉。
What I did is look up every verse in the Bible on heart and spirit.
所以我的方式呢，就是我在看圣经每一句话语是用我的心来看。
All 1,200 verses. 1,200 verses.
120节。都是这么看。
And I prayed over them, said, God, give me an understanding of my heart.
然后我在看的时候，我就求神说，你给我这样的理解力来读这些经文。
So I can define my heart, live in my heart, and release my heart.
那我就可以来在心中确定，然后我心中有这样确定，把它释放出来。
Since we're spirit-filled Christians who want to live in our heart, we should all do that.
所以我们都是因着圣灵充满的基督徒，我们必须要我们的心、我们的魂来加在一起，来把它活出来。
One of the books we have written is Sense Your Spirit.
那其中我们写的一本书叫做敏锐到你的灵。
It takes you through all 1,200 verses and lets you explore them with us.
1,200 节经节，对不起，那个里面讲到说，你如何读这1,200节经节，然后并且心中印证来把它行出来。
I see Will back there. Do we have a break in the middle of the morning?
早上是不是有一段休息时间 ？Yes.
All right. Are you ready for a break?
好，预备要休息一下吗
？Let's take a 10-minute or 15-minute break.
Okay.
Where do we go?
等一下。
Upstairs.
楼上有一些可以喝的和饼干哦。
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
我们15分钟后回来。
35 minutes after the hour.
意思就是说。